When you see the band Splitsville live, the one thing that sinks in immediately is that these guys are having an extraordinarily great time. They really love playing. Welcome to the premiere episode of Suitcase 45s, a short podcast that focuses on a single PodSafe act each show. I'm Ed, and our first show focuses on my all-time favorite indie power pop band, Splitsville. Our A-side track was Forever from their 2000 release, The Complete Pet Soul. Now a little bit about the band. Splitsville is currently made up of four guys from Baltimore, Maryland, twin brothers Matt and Brant Huseman, Paul Krysiak, and Tony Waddy, who first played with the band on October 21, 2001. Prior to recording five studio albums, Matt and Brant were members of Greenberry Woods. They recorded two albums for Sire, 1994's Rapple Dapple and 1995's Big Money Item, before disbanding. The Husemans joined up with Paul Krysiak and formed Splitsville. Splitsville USA, their debut, was recorded in Paul's basement on borrowed equipment. 6 months after recording that first album, they recorded a 17-minute concept album called Amateur Hour, which has never actually been released, but has been performed live in its entirety. Next, they recorded two more albums for Big Deal Records, Ultrasound and Repeater, before that label folded. A four-song EP inspired by the Beach Boys named Pet Soul was distributed in 1997's Poptopia Festival in L.A., and by 2000 this had become the full-length CD The Complete Pet Soul, which opens with Forever, and closes with possibly the best cover of Burt Bacharach's I'll Never Fall in Love Again that I've ever heard. Finally, in 2004 they released Incorporated, and Matt moved to Denver, Colorado. While being a half a country away is a challenge, the band has been recording a sixth studio album, and they still manage to organize the occasional live show. The band fills the time between recording sessions with several side projects. Brant has stepped out from behind the drum set to record an album with his band, The Pale Stars. Matt performs with Colorado's Sweater Set. Tony and Paul perform together as the Taylor's Band, and the two have joined forces with Joe Parsons, formerly of Miracle Bra, to perform as the Lucky Few. Currently, Splitsville is promoting the new 25-song Best Of compilation titled Let's Go, The Best of Splitsville, released on Pop Boomerang Records in Australia and on Zip Records in the U.S. For now, you can pick up the Australian import, not to mention some of their other releases via the internet through Not Lame Records, Cool Cat Records, and CD Baby. Before moving on to the B-side, I'd like to thank Sherman, Splitsville's manager Rob, and a small but loyal fan base for keeping this first episode of Suitcase 45s accurate. And of course, I want to thank the band for putting out a decade of great music. You can contact me the same way as through the regular show, dialing into the comment line at 206-338-5792, by email via suitcase.full.of.dimes@gmail.com, or by leaving a comment on the blog at suitcasefulofdimes.blogspot.com, where you'll find a handful of Splitsville-related links. Our B-side track is from Splitsville's most recent release, 2004's Incorporated. Here's the next one.
Mothers, yeah.
Music in this episode has been made PodSafe through the PodSafe Music Network.